show is interesting on Mondays because you've got the election results from overseas, because everybody overseas does elections on a weekend when they can get away with it, instead of stalling the whole process by putting it on Tuesdays. The Russian election went down as expected. The former chief aide to Putin has now taken over. His name Medvedev. I'll get that one. Obviously, I'm going to have to. He is intending to carry on the same programs and policies as President Putin, more or less the way Harry Truman wanted to carry on the New Deal for Franklin Roosevelt. We'll see whether or not that includes softening up a little bit with the West and perhaps taking a little bit lighter tone in terms of democracy inside the Soviet former republics as well. Meanwhile, to the south, President Ahmadinejad of the Persian Republic of Iran is on the first visit since the 1980 war with the Iraq, the first visit to Baghdad, diplomatic visit, $1 billion in trade and some cooperation on electrical generation and things of that nature, which is very important upstream, as well as a denunciation of the U.S. being in Iraq with its military forces, all of this in meetings with the Maliki government, Jarrah Talabani, all of the rest of the heavies within both the Shiite and the government communities over there. It's just possible that they're getting a government together. We just don't know about it because they won't tell us. Meanwhile, oh boy, you know when the feces hits the fan, you know what the sound is? Marine! Let's hope that we can avoid that particular historic joke in the upcoming scene in South America. Over the weekend, the Colombian government launched a raid across the border into Ecuador, where they killed the Minister of Information, the primary public spokesman for the Revolutionary Front, FARC, which has been in contest with the government there for, I believe, it's 36 years now. Anyway, FARC's chief spokesman and 16 other rebels killed in this cross-border raid. Outrage immediately. The Ecuadorian government has tossed the Colombian ambassador out of Quito and sent troops to the border. Venezuela, on the other side of Colombia, has sent 5 battalions and tanks to the border, put air flights in the air, expelled their or pulled their ambassador out of Bogota. It's a really tight situation down there, particularly in view of the recently announced but still, you know, generally loose agreement between Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Bolivia, a whole gang, I'm not sure exactly who, but it's kind of a NATO organization for Latin America. The idea being that if anybody attacks any of us, the rest of us will help you. That could get really tricky, particularly if the Ecuadorian government, which was already sliding into agreement with Venezuela on a lot of stuff, decides to go for it. It could get sticky down there in the jungles. Meanwhile, here on the home front, one of three things is happening even as we speak in Seattle. A development called Street of Dreams, with big-time mansions as the demonstration models, is on fire. It has been set on fire by arsonists. Either the arsonists are, as a sign painted up, into the boundaries of the Homeland Security envelope. one has to take one's choices in the news these days. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the radio on a Monday. Stay tuned.